Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, July 28th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. Warning on offensive language in the story. Speaking to Don Lemon on CNN Tuesday night, Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone shared a voicemail from a Trump supporter who wished him death. Fanone said he received the message while testifying on Capitol Hill earlier that day about his experience during the January 6th insurrection. In the audio, the caller can be heard saying, quote, "You're so full of shit, you little faggot fucker. I wish they would have killed all you scumbags, because you people are scum. They stole the election from Trump. Too bad they didn't beat the shit out of you more." In response to the message, Fanone said, quote, "This is what happens to tell the truth in Trump's America." Fanone, who was beaten unconscious during the Capitol riot and suffered a heart attack as a result of the attacks on him, has advocated for investigations into the events of January 6th. Simone Biles has put out of Thursday's all-around gymnastics competition as she struggles with a mental health issue. USA Gymnastics said the four-time Olympic champ may still participate in next week's individual event finals, but they, quote, "applaud Biles' bravery in prioritizing her well-being. Her courage shows, yet again, why she is a role model for so many." Meanwhile, a number of right-wing media pundits attacked Biles on Tuesday for supposedly being a quitter and, quote, "selfish sociopath who had brought, quote, shame on her country." Okay. Jade Carey, who is the ninth highest scorer in the qualifiers, will take Biles' place on Thursday. The White House is set to announce the largest vaccine mandate in modern history in the coming days in response to the growing concern over the Delta variant of COVID-19. Supposedly, federal workers and contractors will soon be required to prove that they are fully vaccinated or will otherwise have to wear masks and undergo routine COVID-19 testing. But public health experts say that the guidance comes months too late and after dozens of public health organizations that call for a regimented system for tracking vaccine status. They also say the administration has had too much of a hands-off approach to vaccine mandates around the country. There is renewed hope for peace between North and South Korea after the two nations revisited conversation to reopen their joint liaison office. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un destroyed the office in 2020. In a symbolic move, both the North and South, which are still officially at war, have reestablished hotlines that have been cut off. If relative peace is established between them, then it could possibly help reopen talks with the U.S. regarding sanctions against the North. Julian Assange has been stripped of his Ecuadorian citizenship after the South American country reportedly found what it has called inconsistencies, varying signatures, and unpaid fees on his naturalization papers. The 50-year-old founder of WikiLeaks has been in a high-security prison in London since April 2019 for skipping bail in 2012. He is also fighting extradition charges to the U.S., where he faces a life sentence on 17 espionage charges for publishing volumes of classified documents on his website. Ecuador granted citizenship to Assange in 2018 after he spent 7 years in their London embassy fighting extradition to Sweden on rape and sexual assault charges, which have since been dropped. Assange's lawyer said he will appeal Ecuador's decision. For some reason, people still take Kanye West seriously. And on Tuesday, he posted a dramatic picture on Instagram of the tiny bedroom where he has supposedly holed himself up to finish his new album, Donda, which is named after his late mother. Mind you, the tiny bedroom is at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The musical artist has also reportedly been living out of a suitcase. Nonetheless, West has been in the stadium since Friday when he hosted a sold-out listening party. The album was slated for a worldwide release the same evening, but West delayed it and has not explained why. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.